Guys, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and we know it all begins when Mariah Carey pops out from hibernation and tells us all what she wants for Christmas. Spoiler alert, it's
you!
All right. Well, I'm excited for Christmas now. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Allie, you brought some. What'd you bring?
Oh, I did bring hot cocoa.
Allie, you shared a favorite recipe for hot chocolate. Tell me about this recipe.
Yeah, you get milk in a pot, and then you put chocolate, start mixing it, and then you add orange to it. It sounds weird, but it's good.
Orange slices, not like a giant
the color orange.
You like the peel. The peel of zest. An orange. The zest.
Yeah,
the
is
peel.
It the zest? It's not the zest, it's the peel, which is really the zest, right?
Pretty much.
You said it's not the zest, which it is the zest.
What is
you
the
don't zest?
Zest
the orange, you put
both.
The whole peel in there.
You both.
You peel
you
it and then it. Zest it?
Mm-hmm.
Zest it, then peel it.
What are some of your favorite Christmas memories growing up?
Here's one. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. When I just got married, it was our first Christmas, and I was really excited to surprise my husband by decorating the house. So I went outside, and I saw a tree that kind of feels like Christmas. So you looking at me?
I just feel like I know where this is going.
So I chopped down the branches. And
like Macaulay Culkin out there on the stepladder?
No. And then I put the branches over this mirror, and I was like, it's so cute. And then I see this spider on my arm, and then I see another one on my arm. And then I realize they're all over my arms, and they're all on the branches and on the wall. So I grabbed it, and I screamed, and I threw it outside.
Surprise! When's the last time you decorated anything?
Yeah, it's very scary.
Oh, man.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, favorite Christmas memories growing up. Well, do you know, just being a kid, looking at lights, driving around looking at lights, visiting my family in Western North Carolina, and hot chocolate, you know?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, we got it. Christmas movies, Christmas cookies.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man, that's hard to say. I really enjoy Home Alone and the Santa Claus.
I love Elf.
Elf is great.
Classic.
Elf is like a great modern day classic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like me growing up, there's classics.
It's 20 years old now. Isn't that crazy?
It's 20 years old?
Yeah.
So it's
still technically
a
modern though.
It's officially a classic then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You can keep us or not keep it. This is the memory I was going to unlock.
You're unlocking a memory right now?
Yeah.
Just got the
you
key.
Guys, prepare.
You guys yeah. might have forgotten, but I think you were, Matt, a part of this. So it's not my story because I wasn't a part of this.
Okay. Where is it going?
Do you remember one year our church went Christmas caroling?
Uh-huh.
Well, we've done that many years, but one year in particular. I think it was the last year we've ever done it.
We ruined it?
There was an incident with the candle burning, and there was... might have been someone a little too close to it.
I don't know this.
They went caroling, they came back, and they said, so-and-so's hair caught on fire because the candle was too close.
They're bald now.
Yeah.
How could you forget?
I remember the last time I went caroling, I was next to this guy who couldn't sing at all. He was so off pitch, and I'm the worship leader, so I'm expected to lead the group and carols. And
is
when you're singing,
story about me.
No, it wasn't you. It was a guy named Dryce, but we'll keep the name hidden. No, it wasn't about you. But this guy was so off key. He was behind me, and so we'd start singing. It was like "Hark the Herald Angels." By the time we got to the, it's like,
sound like a. Like a Star Wars ship. Like,
what is that?
Banter.
What's that thing that...
R2-D2?
No.
Wow!
No, what is it?
The TIE Fighter?
Obi-Wan? Does he rides it. It's like a lizard thingy.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, from the prequels. Okay.
So what's your favorite Christmas song?
I want to buy these shoes.
Oh, no.
Stop.
For my mama.
That is probably the worst Christmas song ever.
Listen without crying. Yeah. Christian mom edition.
Yeah. If you don't cry, you don't have a soul if you listen to that song without crying. Hey, how did Mary and Joseph know how much Jesus weighed at birth?
How?
Because they had a way in a manger. I don't know about you, Allie, but Christmas time for me as a worship leader is pretty difficult because you learn new songs, you only play them two or three times in the entire year, and then you put them on a shelf for 11 months, and then you got to teach them to your band, and they have to go and learn them all, and then they don't play them again for 11 months, and then you bring them out the next year and expect them to remember them all, and they have to go back through and learn them all over again. The chords are difficult, at least with Christmas carols, you know, that people are used to singing. There's chords all over the place because they are written for piano or, with all the sheet music. So it gets pretty difficult. And, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time and effort to put into Christmas music and making things very special.
I agree about the playing all those different chords for Christmas songs. It absolutely terrifies me. And I'm like, which ones can I skip? Because I can't play these.
So why do you even do special Christmas-themed worship songs?
Well, you know, Christmas music is nostalgic. It brings up memories and hopefully some good memories. But, people unchurched and unsaved, they're already singing Christmas carols anyway, when you think about it. Like, people celebrate Christmas who aren't even saved. Like, we celebrate Christmas because, we believe in Jesus and he was born and, you know, to die for our sins, and he was our Savior. And so we celebrate him at Christmas, we sing about him, we put up a tree, and we do gifts and presents, and we bring Jesus into Christmas. But so many people celebrate Christmas without Jesus, as if you can't do that. You know, they take a Christian holiday and make it non-Christian, and they say, happy holidays, or, change everything about it. But, if unchurched and unsaved people are already singing Christmas carols anyway— And then there's that old cliche, some people only come to church twice a year, Easter and?
Christmas.
So if some people are coming for the first time at Christmas, or maybe only twice a year, it's important that we capture their hearts at Christmas time.
And the great thing about Christmas worship music is it talks about the nativity story, and it helps people to understand what the Bible says in Scripture about Jesus coming. And, you know, I think a lot about people who do come to church too, who are, you know, I think Christmas can be a very sensitive time for some people too. As much as there's joy and there's family, there's still a whole group of other people who come just to Christmas because they don't have family and they don't have joy. And I think when they come and sit in a service, they're looking for something, they're hoping for something. And then through worship music, we can share that hope with them through that. And so I think that's a great opportunity that we have as worship leaders during Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the Bible says in Romans that all have sinned, the wages of sin is death. And so we all must die, which kind of takes away hope. Mm-hmm. But Christmas worship gives hope back. And Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God, and we all love gifts at Christmas time, right?
Yep.
The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and not in anything else. And so I love that. You know, we give gifts to each other, but really the ultimate gift was given to us at Christmas, and it was wrapped up in swaddling cloths and placed in a manger, and that was Jesus. And he's the answer to our sin. See, the problem that everybody has is sin, and the answer is Jesus, and we have new life, and God has gifted us with his Son. And so that's what we sing about at Christmas time. And that's what we want to reintroduce to people in our Christmas worship, and maybe to some for the first time, and give them the hope that they can have an eternal life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, and it's good to know how important it is to utilize Christmas music in worship, you know, during this time of year. And let's just talk practically about, you know, selection and preparation of these songs. You know, where and how do you guys find them?
Well, there's a great Spotify playlist if you want to check it out. It's called Christmas Worship 2023 that we created just to help people have some Christmas ideas and Christmas songs. So check it out on Spotify. But I know for me and Allie too, you know, we just try to find as many Christmas songs as we can. And everybody comes out with Christmas songs and Christmas albums every year. And so we're just constantly looking on YouTube and Spotify and all places trying to find the latest album by this artist or that artist and trying to find songs that we can sing and use in our worship. So I know for me, there's some certain criteria that I go by and I think, you know, is what's the singability like? Can we sing this? Not just us. Can we learn the song and the melody? Because sometimes the melodies are crazy. Are they in good keys? Do they have good ranges? Can we sing them? Can we do them as a band? But then also, can we teach them to the people? Because if they're only going to sing them for 2 or 3 to 4, maybe 5 Sundays out of the whole year, you don't want them to learn the song the last Sunday you're going to do the song, mm-hmm. and then they never hear it again, you know? And so I know for me, I look for, can we sing this? Can we teach this? And can other people sing this too? And then again, going back to what Christmas carols are like, what's the chord structure? You know, can our band learn this song and can we pull this song off? Can we do it justice? Or is this just a song that's been very mass produced and we're never really going to do it justice? You know, we got to kind of figure out some things like that. Will this be a song that we want to do again next year? You know, if it's a, we don't want it to be just a one and done. We don't want to just, I don't want to say waste, but we don't want to just have 3 or 4 Sundays where we sing a song a couple of times and then never do it again. We'd like to kind of carry that over to next year. We'd like to do the same Christmas song for maybe 2 to 3 to 4 years in a row because people get familiar with it. When we bring it back next year, they remember it from last year, hopefully, and it's familiar to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really good when we also add familiar Christmas carols to the ends of our new songs, because then it helps people to have a familiarity in that song, and it helps to connect it too if you're trying to transition songs as well. But I think this is also a good idea to bring out new instruments, and this is a good time for bringing Christmassy sounds. And I always love bringing the jingle bells, because that's my specialty this time of year. Wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, it is. You have I don't even know how you acquired a set of jingle bells, but I just saw them yesterday and I was like, I can't wait for these to come out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have rhythm.
You do.
You can't just give the jingle bells to anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like when some people show up with tambourines in the seats and they try to play the tambourines and kazoos and...
Kazoos!
Yeah, they just try to participate in worship and no, you know, you got to take those... Take those at the door. Put those in the offering box.
We've got a big kazoo box over the years.
But you can also bring other things, like the mandolin, feature a banjo. Am I forgetting any other instruments?
The triangle.
Yep.
No triangles.
Chimes.
No, we have a girl on our team who plays the banjo, plays the mandolin, and you know, we just like to feature different instruments. And and this Christmas Eve, we're doing our 2 morning services, but then that night we're doing more of a broken down night of music. And so we're going to feature all kinds of instruments. We haven't solidified it yet, so don't quote me on this, people, but we may even bring out a set of drums, like some congas, and maybe a snare drum with some brush, you know, kind of sounds, and could just kind of do some different stuff and use a banjo, mandolin, and just feature some stuff we would not normally feature on a Sunday morning, just to make it special, just for something extra. And of course, Allie, you can play the jingle bells.
Thank you.
Hey, what did the wise men say after they offered up their gifts of gold and frankincense?
What?
Myrrh.
But wait, there's myrrh.
No.
By the way, if you want some perspective on this, want some help, we're actually hosting a worship conference this January, the 14th through the 16th, right here at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. You can register you and your team by going to calvarychapeldeepsouth.com/WC24. That's calvarychapeldeepsouth.com/WC24.
You know, another thing we try to do is think through what our pastor is going to be teaching on for Christmas, and if there's a special song that might line up for it. Sometimes he's requested a certain song that we do for throughout the season that that lines up with his teaching, and we'll try to prepare that. And that's always fun, too, when there's a song that might stand out for the season that goes along with what he's teaching. And so we look for songs like that to help us out as well.
Also, we've tried to make Christmas more special by doing other things like having a choir or having children's choir or things like that, and trying to get other people involved in our church. And so if there are some ways that you guys have made your Christmas Eve or Christmas Day services more special, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and you can do so by sharing your thoughts with us on social media at Sound Worship Pod, or on our website, soundworshippodcast.com, or you can email us at soundworshippod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and one other thought here. Guys, set yourself up for your first Sunday back for regular worship in January. So one thing that we've done in the past is we've come back in January after Christmas is over, and we think, okay, what songs do we want to start doing? And we're left with the same old songs we've done forever. And so we've gotten a little smarter, I think, or at least I have, Allie. I don't know about you, but...
I try.
And one of the things we did was we tried to introduce two or three more songs right before going into Christmas. So we spent, you know, August, September, October kind of introducing some songs that we can bring back in January, and they're fresh, they're new, they're already familiar because we've been doing them with our congregation. But come January, we're going to have some fresh worship that we can hit, and I'm excited about that. And you know, there are so many people out there who they're just starving for hope. And this Christmas, hey, let's seek to remind everyone of the hope that they have only found in Jesus. As Isaiah 9:6 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Well, I speak for all of us when I say that we are officially ready for Christmas now. And we hope you guys are too. Hey, do us a favor and like and follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Share it with your friends, give us a good rating, and help our listeners hear more of our content. Thanks so much for listening today to the Sound Worship Podcast. Sound Worship.